To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. Grooving along on a Wednesday. This is the Groove Tenders of Generic Music. I always want to say it's the juice, but it's not the juice. I know better, do better. What is it? What's it called?
This is Can't Stop Me.
That's right.
That was the song by Justin Bieber for Trolls, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think something like that had some similar name.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
And that was Justin Timberlake.
What did I say?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, did I?
I was like, Timberlake?
Bieber, Timberlake, Thomas, Nixon.
What's
5.
Going on with Bieber?
What do you mean?
I mean, is he okay?
Yeah.
Questionable.
Yeah, right.
It's a little questionable.
It is. Like, he's got some stuff going on right now. I hope
sure.
He's okay. I just remember we were at the Super Bowl in 14 when, why am I drawing a blank on the running back's name who played for the Colts and Rams? Eric Dickerson just stopped by our table and grabbed the headset and started complaining about Bieber being a nuisance in the neighborhood.
It's the greatest
That's
thing
awesome.
Ever.
That's tight.
Dickerson.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's like, I don't want to talk about the game, and Josh and I are like, neither do we. you got something to say about Bieber? Yeah. He put on a headset. Let me tell you something, Justin Bieber. Stop being a nuisance in our neighborhood.
That's amazing.
Old man yelling at clouds, right? And now here we are 11 years later, Justin Bieber's kind of the old guy.
Yeah. You know? I may have, may not have in college karaoke'd One Less Lonely Girl.
Let's go.
But moving on to...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Better believe it. 96.5 The Fan or The Fan 965 on Twitter. We asked you the poll question every Wednesday. This week it is, do you want, keyword want, Travis Kelce to come back for one more year? 96 people have voted. 58% of you say no.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. That's just a little shocking.
That's you crazy.
I mean, I'm. Wow. I agree with them, but I'm surprised.
The question is want. My answer is yes to want. Need? Well, that's a different topic for another day.
Because we heard Dayton Hughes yesterday saying that in the game on Sunday night, he, for the first time this year, put his binos, the binoculars, onto Travis Kelce.
Yep.
One, props to Dayton Hughes for, you know, thinking outside of what the game was and to kind of go into the little minute subjects. Because Bob told you Christmas Day is the last day that Travis Kelce could possibly play in Arrowhead.
Yeah, we've been kind of talking about that since the beginning of the year.
And he said, of course, obviously, you have your pregame rituals and the national anthem hypes you up. And then you kind of looked at Travis, or he did, through his binoculars. And he said he was just looking around almost in like awe, right?
This week was the first time I watched him. Nice. And I saw his face. They showed it on the Jumbotron, and then I used my binoculars from the booth.
Told you.
And I looked at his face, and I was like, he looks different. And it made me automatically think that when you're starting to think that these are the last times, he was looking around the stadium just a bit, and I was like, man, is he taking it all in now? Is he looking at this stadium like, I only got a couple more times after this to enjoy this? Mm-hmm. It kind of gave me that vibe that he was looking around in a different way. Mm-hmm. That makes me, if I had a gun to my head, made me feel like maybe he's looking at things as this is the end and these are the last three times that I'll be in front of these fans at Arrowhead Stadium. So
that was Dayton Hughes yesterday, who's always great on the show, but that's what kind of gives you to that context we were talking about with Travis Kelce. So if he's not here next year, and you can't really draft his successor immediately, obviously it takes time, you might have to go out and spend. And that leads to the owner of the team who might have to open that checkbook for the first time in a long time.
This is a big offseason for Clark Hunt, okay? And obviously the stadium stuff is starting to kind of come to a head with all of this. And you got to take the Kansas-Missouri thing out of the way for this, because in order to generate the most amount of money to pay the players the signing bonuses that they require these days, you have to be able to have that cash on hand. A place like Dallas is always going to be able to outspend you in those situations because of the way that they generate money. Every dollar you make at your local stadium and in your local market stays with you. All the other stuff gets split up 32 ways. So the more you make at your stadium and the more you make in your own market, the more money you can then go out there and spend on players when it comes to signing bonuses. Everybody has the same salary cap, but not everybody has the same ability to go out and spend with their checkbook. You know, you look at a place like the Arizona Cardinals. They probably don't have a lot of extra income coming in because they're just a disaster of a franchise. And so the Chiefs right now, being in the position that they are, you build a new stadium in Kansas, you have more revenue streams, which in turn then will give more money to the Hunt family so they can go out there and give bigger signing bonuses and win those tie battles that come at the free agent table. Let's just say Dusty Likens is a free agent. The Chiefs really want him, and so do
Chiefs
the Raiders.
Are women in this scenario.
Right, and so do the Raiders. The Raiders are offering you guaranteed money of $35 million and a signing bonus of $100 million for argument's sake. And the Chiefs are like, we can't match that signing bonus. And so you end up going to the Raiders. Build the new stadium, generate more income, generate more revenue with the area around the stadium. And then they can go out and win those head-to-head battles when it comes down to signing bonus money that is directly responsible from ownership. And so I think this is a big offseason for Clark Hunt. He has to allow his organization to go out there and really, really, really do what's necessary to not only move on from some players, but allow them to go out and bring players in. I'm not a huge rebuild during free agency guy at all. I think when you win March, you lose the season. That's been proven over the years. But for this organization and this team, they need to go out there and get some fresh blood in here. And you can only do so much through the draft. They have to be very specific and you know, targeted on what free agents they bring in. But the owner and the Hunt family has to allow Brett Veach and Andy Reid to go out there and maybe have a little bit different of an offseason than we've seen over the last 10 years or so. And that's be a little bit more aggressive. And that comes from ownership allowing the front office to be more aggressive in the offseason.
Yeah, 100%. You got to find some new supporting stars. And maybe that starts with letting go of some of your old supporting stars. And that's like Travis Kelce. I love this text from the 913. If you think about it, we are halfway through Mahomes' career. We wasted this year. We can't waste another year to let Trav go out the way he wants. We need to develop the next core.
Yeah,
that's just the truth. It's tough.
It for me, the reason you let Travis walk out the door is because he's become too much of a security blanket for Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And as bad as the wide receivers have been, are they not developing because they know they're not going to be the target? Like it just feels like, I don't want to use the term a crutch because it's not a crutch at all. It's the greatest duo we've seen in Kansas City sports history with Mahomes and Travis Kelce. But sometimes it's time to move on for the better of the organization, to allow the organization to grow and to expand and to get better. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction. Now, for me, I'm biased. If Travis wanted to come back, I would probably say, sure, come on back and do your thing. But I would also be out there knowing that we have got to find a way to not make Travis Kelce the focal point of this offense. New guys have to emerge. And maybe these guys just haven't been good enough to emerge. And that's why Travis is still around.
I'm going to ask you a question on the other side about that topic that came from the text line quite a bit. I want to ask you that on the other side about what you just had mentioned about Clark Hunt being the most vital piece, I think, is the narrative in that conversation.
Yeah, most
the
important piece this offseason.
Of getting out of this down year for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to 96.5 Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. It's time for Max Pack.
All right. You know that music. You're about to know that laugh. And the slander that we're going to get from this Max Pack. I'm so frustrated. So frustrated. But it's not my segment. It's Max. See, there's the laugh. Take it away, Mr. Morey.
You couldn't wait to look this time. What you saw, you were disappointed. And that's okay. We'll get to it. We'll get to it all. We'll start at number five, as we always do. Again, the top five teams most likely to hoist a Lombardi trophy in February, okay? This is a team that I was reluctant to let in until about a week ago. I said, all right, fine. I have to let them in. Now, they've got a couple big games coming up on their schedule that will kind of really be the final answer of if they belong here. But number five is the New England Patriots right now. They've won enough games where I kind of just have to. I can't really ignore them. I can't ignore Drake May's performance, even though he hasn't played against an elite defense or hasn't had to throw for 300 yards in a win or anything like that. They've got Mike Vrabel, who's one of the best head coaches. They've got a really good defense. They're a well-rounded team. They can run the football. Stephon Diggs is a great, reliable number one. He's not a, you know, eye-popping, jaw-dropping wide receiver at this point in his career, but he's enough with Matt Collins, with DeMario Douglas, with Pop Douglas. They got enough going on over there.
Mention the booty.
And Kayshon Booty has really emerged as a nice number two, and not to mention Hunter Henry's a decent tight end. They've got enough over there right now, and they're well-rounded, and they're just so well-coached. I've got to put them at number five. Number four, Green Bay. Huge win last week. Huge win 2 weeks in a row now for Green Bay. I've liked their defense all season. The offense has been the question, right? Can Jordan Love step up? We saw it now 2 weeks in a row. He's performing well, and they have a running game to help him out. I love Matt LaFleur. He's been one of my guys. He's been able to win in any situation, whether their defense has to allow 10 points, their offense has to score 30, and the Packers can play in cold weather. That matters as well. Number three, Philadelphia Eagles. I know. You know
the
what?
Eagles, huh?
I know.
Wow.
I know. Mm-hmm. Precedent, experience. things matter like this in my list. The reason I am hesitant on this is because I have never been a big fan of their quarterback. I was the one kind of harping that he's not really even maybe top 10 after they won the Super Bowl and he was the MVP. But I still believe in that defense. I still believe in the offensive line. The lack of tush-push success is massive for them. The one wrinkle I will say for that Philadelphia Eagles team that they can build upon in that loss last week, Saquon Barkley was electric, and he hasn't been for a lot of this season. He has not been Saquon Barkley. If that's the Barkley performance they'll get the rest of the year, they can win the Super Bowl again. Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen is right now, he's playing the best football at that position. Right now, he's not the best quarterback, but right now he's playing the best. And I've got to get him there. They've been there. They've been in some big games in the Los Angeles Rams, and I don't think it's necessarily close right now. They are the best team in football. They were my preseason Super Bowl appearance pick to take on the Chiefs and lose. I think they'll take on the Bills right now and win. There it is.
All right.
Okay.
From the bottom side of things, we start at number 32. I've got the Giants on that list. They're coming last. They should have the number one overall pick in the draft. So I'm taking the Giants coming in at number 32 this week. The Tennessee Titans come in at number 31. They still stink out loud. They have no direction as of right now, obviously, with this season. We'll see what they do in the offseason. But they come in at number 31. The Saints at number 30 for me this week. Number 29, the Arizona Cardinals. They're probably going to fire their head coach at the end of the season. It's just a mess out there. They could be on the bottom five list the entire time the NFL has existed in its 100-and-some years. The Cardinal franchise has always been one of the worst. And then coming in at number 28 are the Raiders. And you know, watching them play and the way that they perform, they're one of the five worst teams now in the NFL, and I don't know where they're headed. They need a quarterback worse than maybe anybody right now in the NFL. And so if they can't find that, they'll be on this list next year as well.
Mm. But they'll always cover your spreads. So real quick, going back to your top five and arguably my point of the Seahawks.
Yep. Texans and Seahawks, my honorable mentions today.
Fair point.
Where are the Chiefs? You always had them in there.
Yeah,
where
are the Chiefs? Anymore.
You don't have them in there.
Where are they for you, Bob?
I was thinking about it.
The Saints beat the Bucs on the road.
Yeah.
With Tyler Shuck.
Okay, I'll put the Chiefs in there.
There we go. So let's see if I can go two for two on persuasions. Really twisted my arm. So Seahawks, let's talk to them real quick.
Yep.
You have more trust in Drake May than Sam Darnold?
I have more reason to not trust Sam Darnold than I do Drake May right now.
Okay. And Mike Vrabel has had this situation before and failed.
Hasn't had this good of a quarterback, but yeah, he has failed. Got in the AFC Championship game.
And been a one seed.
Yep, and been a one seed. Didn't get there last time, yeah.
Whose defense is better?
Seahawks.
What matters more in the playoffs? That can give you a chance to hoist a trophy?
Seahawks. Okay. I mean, defense.
Defense wins championships.
Running game is, I think, an equal bar.
I'll give it a wash.
Wide receiver is heavily...
JSN, yeah.
Seattle. Not only that, but they also, it's been a hit with Shaheed. Just returned a touchdown this
Shaheed
last game.
Shaheed has been awesome.
So why did you put the Patriots in? What is your number one reason, let's get to that, why you took the Patriots over Seattle?
We saw Sam Darnold in two must-win games last year. And I'm a Sam Darnold truther. I was banging the drum last year. He's a good quarterback, and I still believe that. But in must-win games, I need you scenarios. Mm-hmm. We've seen it twice. Mm-hmm. It was really, really bad.
What must-win game have we seen Drake May play?
Exactly right. And you're exactly right.
I understand where you're coming from. You like the unknown versus the known. Yeah. You've seen this guy lose when it matters. You haven't seen Drake May. And that's a fair way to evaluate.
And I've seen Vrabel, and I haven't seen McDonald yet in the playoffs either. So it is tough. It's close. This is the toughest year for this because I don't, like, other than the Rams, I don't look at any of these teams and go, oh, yeah, elite, great, well-rounded, disciplined. They're going far. It's just the Rams right now.
Every team that we brought up, you know, somebody will always say, well, they haven't beaten anybody. They haven't beaten anybody, you know? Neither have the Chiefs, right? Yeah, they're in that situation. In a season where nobody's beaten anybody, the Chiefs have beaten less than nobody, right? So I don't buy the they haven't beaten anybody. You play your schedule, man. Like, that is such just a tired, washed topic. Oh, they haven't played anybody. They haven't beaten anybody. It's your schedule. It is who it is. Everybody plays everybody basically the same in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a stinker, and everybody has a big win.
Right.
New England stinker was week one against the Raiders.
The big win
was in Buffalo in like week five.
Yeah, the Chiefs stinker was, well, Jacksonville, and probably their big win was the Raiders, you know, 31-0.
So talked about who the biggest, you know, person to kind of move forward in the offseason. We mentioned Clark Hunt, the owner, spend money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, you need to bring in revenue from stadium building and all that.
Right.
So the text line, as you could imagine, has a question for you.
Sure.
The Hunt family needs more money, question mark. They are one of the wealthiest families in America and in the NFL. How do they need, how can they have money to spend already? Why would they need more?
Do people come into your home and tell you how to spend your money?
Correct. But that's, I think the question is, like, shouldn't they have already been doing that?
Well, it depends on who you ask, correct, right? You know, you're looking
and
at
if they
football
haven't,
team,
then why would they start?
Well, because they're bringing in more money, right? Okay. When you build, and I was told the other day that the last couple of weeks, the Chiefs in Kansas have been in some really serious conversations. The city of Shawnee is now got kind of getting involved, just like the city of Olathe has been involved. There's a lot of conversations happening on the Kansas side, and the Kansas side allows you to build that village area around your stadium where people want to go. Mark Donovan said it well over a year ago that that place out there is not a desirable location of where they are. And so I want to see the Chiefs be able to build as much as they possibly can, generate as much money as they possibly can. It's like asking any business, right? Like the owners of, you know, let's say Sprint, Sprint, whoever the case may be. You don't, you knock on the door of the owner, you say, you need to spend more money on your business. Well, I'm already investing in this business, right? Usually when you invest in a business and you run in a business, the money that you spend on that business is based on the money that you make in that business. And so NFL teams are a business. I mean, it's arguably the biggest corporation, you know, that we have in Kansas City with the NFL and with the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not going down to Pozzanelli and saying, well, you guys need to spend more on the firm here out of your own pockets. No, we're going to spend based on what we generate. The same thing with Odyssey, right? You generate the money based on advertising that allows you to pay your bills. You're not reaching into your pocket and just spending money on your business out of that goodwill. Everything is a business in life. And I hate to be this guy, the richer you get, the more it becomes a business. And the more you're relying on spending money that you make out of that business out of your own pocket. I mean, we can go back to the day. I'm sure Lamar Hunt was writing checks in the 60s and 70s to get this thing up and going, you know? And so now they're here and it's an established business. And no matter what business you have, your spending is a formula based on what you make. And so the more that you make, the more that you can spend, the more signing bonuses you can dole out, and the more battles you can win in free agency. I think right now having this season is going to be good for them if they try to build the stadium, but if they want to build the stadium in Kansas, I think people will understand that. Oh, that means we can go out and spend a little bit more on free agents. We can get more money to spend on players, keep guys around a little bit longer. So the market of Kansas City is still a very small market when it comes to the other big markets around the NFL. And that's why they're so bullish on generating that interest in Germany and taking over Europe and finding more revenue streams so they can put the best possible team on the field as possible. Now, you have to be smart on how you spend, not like Jerry Jones, but, you know, you have to be smart. And I think they've got smart people in place. They just have to have the ability to go out and get the best possible people. And the more money that you can generate from your business is more money you can put back into the product.
Hmm. So that's how Maloney does it.
Yeah. Figured him out, yeah. But no, but I mean, it's any business. It's any business.
Sure, yeah.
The more we make, the more we can spend. It's you know, common sense 101, if you will.
I wonder if they make like a blockbuster trade.
I think there's going to be. I think there has to be this offseason.
Do you have more belief the Chiefs will make a trade for a blockbuster move in the offseason or the Royals will get an outfield bat in winter meetings?
I think both are going to happen. But ooh, I think the
wow,
big
golly.
Yeah, no, but I do.
What'd you do this morning in the garage?
No, I think the both are going to happen. The Royals need a bat. They're aggressive, man. And that's the thing with John Sherman. He's worth $1.2 billion and he's spend. And so when they open at 119th and all and have all the stuff around there, think about the amount of money that John Sherman will spend now once he has all the bells and whistles of a new ballpark and a new ballpark district and all that instead of, you know, trying to squeeze money out of the K. John Sherman's already spending a boatload of cash. He's shown he's an aggressive owner. I love the way that John's running this ball club right now. He's the 25th wealthiest owner in baseball, and he's acting like one of the wealthiest owners in baseball, and they just spend into as much as they possibly can for the business. And then once they reach that limit, well, then you pull back a little bit. But John has dumped a ton of money. So I think they're going to get a bat, and I think there will be a big trade. I need a big trade for the Chiefs this offseason because I'm not a huge free agent guy, but I am a big trade guy. And if you trade for players and then you want to sign them to the extension, give them that signing bonus to them to agree to the trade, that's where you have to have that cash coming in as well.
Well, he didn't spend money on Kyle Schwarber. I'm joking. That's not a text.
Let me ask you this. Do we need Kyle Schwarber?
It'd be nice, but he'd be a DH.
Yeah, where would you play him? No. You've got like 85 DHs in first base.
I saw somebody had a projected lineup, and they had They had Carter Jensen in left field. Cags at first, Vinny DHing.
Who was playing right field?
I'd have to go find the thing, but I thought that was
interesting. I'm interested in that. Actually, that's kind of fun. Because
they had Sal catching. They had, obviously, Reagan's as your opening day starter. And they had Jensen in left. And they had Cags in first base.
I'd like to know who was in right. But did they have Isabel in center?
I hope so. I think so.
I like him in center field. He's a very good baseball player.
He was a bright spot. He was a bright spot.
He's really good.
I have more hope that the Royals would do something than the Chiefs, but that's just because I've seen it. I've seen Sherman do that.
You've seen it. But the Chiefs haven't really had, like, we've never been, this is crisis mode for the last 10 years, right? I mean, just let's call it what it is. For a lot of Chiefs fans, this is crisis mode.
Hell yeah.
Right? Oh my God.
As it should be. Your star quarterback is not in the playoffs. And what's the one thing that you had always had an advantage of why you're in the playoffs? You're the best quarterback in football. Right. He's always going to get you there. And then when you get there, it's like, it doesn't matter because he has such a strategic advantage and just talent advantage of everybody. And this year we don't have that. And it's like, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again?
Right, exactly. And so I think the Chiefs, for the first time, we're going to see what a crisis mode, if you will, offseason looks like. And I hope they do it the right way. I hope this isn't Philadelphia 2.0, where they go out and spend a lot of money on washed veterans like they did the last 2 years for Andy Reid. I hope they don't take that approach going into this offseason. But they do need to be aggressive. And by aggressive, I think trade is where you come out with the most. You got Trent McDuffie you could potentially trade. You've got Chris Jones you could potentially trade this offseason. There are some big names. Nick Bolton, Rashee Rice. I mean, Xavier Worthy. Like, to me,
Trey Creed, I'm open to everything.
I love the fact that you're on Bob Fesco's side on this, because this offseason, other than the quarterback, everybody else is available to be traded.
Yep.
You asked a question. Who's the overall number one pick in baseball this year? Roch Chulawski.
Yeah, I said that. Roch guy. Okay. R-O-C-H from UCLA. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Roch. So, Mac, aggressively hit that button.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
We're talking Royals. We'll start there. One word on the Royals lottery. Sixth pick in the lottery.
Special. Like, this is awesome. Like, you're not supposed to have a lottery pick when you just barely make it outside of the playoffs looking in, but they got it, man. And they got the sixth overall pick. They got Cags at six. They got Greinke at six. This is a great spot for the Royals to be in. And I would imagine an early Christmas gift that nobody was expecting.
Yeah, it's what do they say in golf? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I think they say that in a lot of sports. Frisbee golf, I'm sure. Right? Anything. Perfect, right? This never happens for the Royals. I think even Annie Rogers mentioned that in her tweet. Like, the Royals have always been, you know, kind of opposite when it comes to lottery. Now, I know that Bobby Witt Jr. fell too, and then that worked out. But, like, it always seems like, I forget who is it the Knicks in the NBA draft where it's like you think it's going to be them,
and
it's
then
like
it's the Spurs.
Spurs or Jazz or Nuggets, and it's like, we had the worst record in the sport. How did we get the eighth pick?
Mm-hmm. Well, who did that happen to last year in baseball? The White Sox got a really bad pick last year for being ass.
Yeah, your draft class this year, White Sox, Rays, Twins, Giants, Pirates, and Royals.
Those are your lottery picks. The fact that we got a lottery pick and had a 0.84% chance of getting the number one overall pick, this is great, man. I was excited yesterday. I'm like, they got a lottery pick.
Not only that, three or four teams of the AL Central are picking in the top six. Man. Keep an eye on that. White Sox, Twins, and Royals.
That's crazy.
So my one word would be lucky, and it's not a bad lucky. It's just sometimes better be lucky than good.
Hell yeah. No, I love being there. Because
what'd you say the odds were for them to get the first
0.84%, not even 1%. Like,
that's one card left in the deck, and you hit it on the river. And that's the odds.
Quite honestly, if you ask JJ or anybody, they all say, yeah, we were lucky to get the sixth overall pick. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no one will say no to a little luck, especially in college football. Great story from Ed Ogeron about acquiring Joe Burrow when he did in the land of when NIL wasn't as much of a thing. This is Coach O on that story.
So I took him outside. This might have been the most important talk I ever had in all my life. We're in the parking lot, okay? And the gravel's in a rope. People, the dust is coming.
What restaurant is this?
Mike Anderson's restaurant. I said, Joe, if you tell anybody about this conversation, it never happened. I said, Joe, I don't get you. They're going to fire me. I get you. We're going to win the national championship. That's how important you are to me. Now, there's three quarterbacks ahead of you. I'm going to put you on the 14th. and you're going to earn your way in front of the football team. But, Joe, I know these quarterbacks. They're good, but they're not as good as you. I ain't seen a damn lick of film on the son of a gun. You hear me? I was just going on what I heard, right? Okay. And I saw in that meeting, right? You know what I mean? Hey, gotta take a shot, baby. Hey, you know, it was that Eminem. Got one shot, man.
Yeah.
Is that a great song? Spaghetti, yeah. Throw up all over the place. You got heartbeat, you forget the word. You got one shot, you got to take that song, man. Right? Whoa! Man, I can hear that song and get fired up, boy. That was me out there. Huh?
What's his facial expression? What's his response when you say, I don't get you, where I'm getting fired?
You could tell when you tell somebody, it's like an aha moment. I saw that look in his eye. I hit home right there. I said, now, you're going to come earn your way, but I know you're better than them. Now, Joe, by the way, I have two pretty good receivers. One's name is Ja'Marr Chase, and one's name is Justin Jefferson. You don't know about them yet, but you're going to love them.
I love there. That man, dude.
Real is the word that I'll use. And I love after the fact when we hear stories like that. People, in like sports fans at times, think like sports is like, I don't know, what I'm trying to describe. Like everything's on the up and up and all that kind of stuff. And then you see how the sausage is made, like Ed Orgeron is telling you right there. And you realize Ed Orgeron knows about as much as I do about college quarterbacks.
Never seen him throw a football.
But man, you can get in there and just make it up and make it sound so good. That's normal. That's reality. It's not what you see and perceive to be reality in sports, you know?
Yeah, it's just perfect. Ed Orgeron, just a guy. If you want even funnier story, I don't know if it's funnier. If you want even cooler story, because he was on Bus with the Boys with Compton and Luan, he talks about how he tried like his hardest to ever recruit a player was Adrian Peterson. And the one thing he was trying to do was get a TV in the correctional facility where his dad was incarcerated so that he could watch his games. But Oklahoma had already set that up, and he was losing a battle he couldn't win. It's a great story.
Yeah.
My word on that is just, like you said, is real. Honesty and just salesman would be my number one word. Like, you don't have to know about the product, but if you could sell the product,
that's right.
You can make money off that. So, like, even if you've never seen Joe Burrow play, you could just – you know, pimp him up, because again, everybody had talked about him from where he was at Ohio State to LSU. And then, how about that sale? So you get good. Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. By the way, they're pretty good.
You don't know who they are, but you will.
You will.
Yeah,
so great.
I think it worked out well. The other part of that story that I love too, he's talking about NIL. And he's like, hey, it's the same as it ever was, except, you know, you come in the front door now with a bag of cash instead of going through the back door.
I love that.
And he's right. 100%. He's right. Like that's the reality of college sports. It's not these press conferences that these guys give. That's all fraudulent and fake. What the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, that's the real stuff. And college coaches and professional coaches, they're more on our level than they let on. There's a lot of grab ass that gets played.
Oh, yeah. Nice. A non-NIL story to now NIL story. Troy Aikman says he gave NIL once. He said, I did it one time at UCLA. That's his alma mater. I wrote a sizable check, and he went to another school. I didn't even get as much as a thank you note.
Yeah, that sucks.
One word.
Sucks is my one word, because if that's happening to Troy Aikman, how many other people are scratching these checks and not getting thank you notes? Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, just about everybody who donates to these college athletic programs are not getting thank you notes in the mail, and they should be.
Yeah, poor. Poor to see, right? You guys remember graduating high school?
Yeah.
Remember when your parents put you at the kitchen table, put a stack of thank you cards?
That's exactly right.
Here's everybody that gave you something. I don't care if it was $5 or $500. You write, we'll send.
Right.
Your job. That was how I, Saturday morning, graduated.
You better believe it was.
Graduated the weekend before, Saturday morning, got woken up, sat at the kitchen table, and a stack of thank you cards from my mom said, get to work.
And you got them done.
Yeah.
And a thank you note goes a long way, man. Yeah. Like, look at Troy Aikman. And of all people, too, a guy who has a powerful voice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy. I bet a lot of schools are doing the opposite of that, though, Bob. I bet a lot of schools are taking their time and sending those thank you notes because they know what it means.
I would hope so.
I think so. But you're right. It could be a lot of that, too. Last one. Marcus Freeman, he's dealing with NIL stuff now. He may not for a long time. 104.5 ESPN says he's favored at minus 200 to be the next Giants head coach.
And he didn't deny the rumors about the Giants in an interview the other day. He talked about how great of a franchise historically they are and how an honor it would be to coach coach the Giants.
Current coach at Notre Dame, by the way.
Yeah, obviously.
Just for those
who don't know. But I love Marcus Freeman.
He's awesome.
And so my one word would be hard.
Oh, my.
I know that I'm hard.
Spent would be my one word. That'll do it. By the way, Jeff Saturday thought he'd be funny and come up on First Take and say that he is not coming out of retirement to play center for the Indianapolis Colts. Geek.
Did everybody laugh, like the uncomfortable media laugh when a coach makes a bad
joke? Oh, Adam Schefter, I'm sure, started crying, dude. I'm sure he started crying. Jeff Saturday revealed on the morning Get Up on ESPN. He will not be coming out of retirement to play again for the Colts.
Schefter looks at Saturday and goes, who's your source?
He says this. This is the exact tweet, right? Jeff Saturday revealed this morning on Get Up ESPN that he will not be coming out of retirement to play again for the Colts at age 50. Saturday knows his place. Well, we know our place when it comes to playoff football for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to put you in a mental space. Plus, no excuses for this one guy. And Mac is going to love this topic here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5. The Fan.
Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Moving along. Voice is breaking. Puberty is setting in at the ripe age of 38. Maybe I'm the growing boy.
Are you playing golf today?
No, I did yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know if you were playing again today.
Have you seen that wind?
It is windy out there, but...
There was at one point yesterday, there was a little bit of a gust that came in. I hit a drive, it hit the sky, and then it just hit like an imaginary shelf, came right down.
Damn.
Plus, it's also colder, so the ball doesn't travel as far this time of year.
Yeah, did you play 18?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you got it all
in? 3.5 hours.
Oh, that's good, man.
Teed off at noon, left the parking lot at 3:30.
Nobody else was out there, were they?
There's a few. Yeah. Some older boys, some old boys that were out there. It was cart path only, so...
Yeah, of course,
So that kind of eliminates half the crowd, which is fine.
Just kind of the last week.
A cut towards a cart path or hit a draw towards a cart path, just play cart path golf.
Yeah,
that's not what happens, but
I had a guy in the neighborhood mowing yesterday.
Wow.
Not chopping the leaves up?
No, there's no leaves in his yard. He was mowing yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing out here?
Well, there are some people that will like burn it in the winter.
Yeah.
And then
it didn't look like that though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just like a regular mow job. Because I was like, there's no leaves over there. That's a mow job.
Oh. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It hasn't grown.
He hasn't grown in a fat minute.
Yeah.
Nothing better than on a Saturday mow job.
Heck yes. Yeah. In the morning, especially.
In the morning.
Yeah. Or when you're done.
Yeah.
So I think this is interesting because this playoff season is not going to involve the Kansas City Chiefs, so we think. But there is a minute chance they could get in still. It's not mathematically out. But who's to say that, because you've been harping a lot on that this team is just physically beat and tired.
Yeah, tired, right? After 8 years and 9 years and 8 years.
I think it's also mentally tired.
100%.
And I'm going to bring in both fan base and players, right? You look at the draft class that had McDuffie, Chenault, and Brian Cook and all those guys they brought in. They've only known their season to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Three straight. First year they were there, Super Bowl win. Second year there, Super Bowl win. That's what three straight means. They go to three straight titles. And mentally, this is the first falter since they've been on a roster.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, you've got to figure out everything. You're not really, familiar with the situation. Players are drained mentally. It's taxing over and over and over again. I think that when you look at this, I think they're mentally tired because you look at all the things that kind of pinpoint that. You look at penalties, right? That's a weird way to say that word, penalties.
Yeah.
But like that could
Pinkelties? Is that what you said? Is it like a Gary Pinkel penalty in Missouri? They call them Pinkelties.
Jumbo. But again, you look at don't do it, Bob. I'll let the wittiness come out. Anyways, so you look at all the things that involve mentally tired, penalties, right? Lack of sort of frustration to the people that are causing frustration and Juwan Taylor and, really harping down on people that are, you're doing that. You're just mentally, you're spent.
They are spent mentally.
And it kind of goes to the same, maybe with the fan base, because you got people out here saying Andy Reid should be fired.
Now, come on.
None of us are saying that. I think he should take a lesser load. I think he should be kind of trusting others more than just trying to think he's got to do everything. We talked about that yesterday with the analogy of my grandfather at the lake house. So I think there are some things like that have mentally tired this team and also could be mentally tiring to the fan base. Like, I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is that guy anymore. Come on, right? Like, he's fine Everything's great. It's just, it's a down year, and you just, you've had so much football, and this January you probably won't. So it may be blessing in disguise. You get to mentally reset as a fan, but also, again, we ask people all the time, I'd still love them to go to the playoffs, obviously, obviously, but if it's only going to be 1 year and we think that they can do these things in the offseason to make this team get out of this little funk they're in this year, but drops and penalties and not knowing what they're doing and letting the defense get third and forever and the offense not clicking and all this sort of stuff seems to me like it's mentally draining. And I don't think it's necessarily physical because they're freak athletes, but it could be. But I think it's more so focused on the mental aspect that I think that they are tired than it is necessarily the physical aspect that they're tired.
I think it's both, quite honestly. I mean, the mental aspect has got to be huge. It just has to be. Like, every day going in there, doing the same thing over and over again, seeing the same results, and now you get to this point where you're doing the same things and you're not seeing the same results. So it's okay to hit that reset button and say, we're mentally exhausted, man. And it's hard to constantly change your roster over every year when you're always going to the Super Bowl. It just is. And yeah, you get rid of some ancillary people, you trade out a punter, you get rid of a linebacker, something like that. But when it comes down to it, the guys that are the most important to this team are the ones that have played the longest, the quarterback, the tight end, and the defensive tackle. And all three of them have had their moments this year where it looks like they're mentally tired, whether it's Patrick Mahomes throwing bad interceptions, Travis Kelce letting the ball go off his hand and be returned for touchdowns, Chris Jones quitting on plays. Like, those are signs of mental tiredness. And that's why I've said it all along. It is a real thing. I've talked to enough athletes over the years that tell you, when you make the playoffs, you're tired going into next season. Times that by 8, and you never get that break. The rest of the league has been on break. They're relaxed. They're ready to go. It all just caught up with them. It happens in life with everything. Sometimes life just catches up to you, and you need that hard reset. Speaking for myself, COVID was the hard reset I needed in my life. I remember 2 weeks before COVID, driving out of downtown Kansas City on I-35 going, I don't know if I'm going to make it much longer. I am mentally spent. I am exhausted. I am wiped out. I'm being pulled in 27 different directions. I can't do this anymore. And then COVID happened and the whole world shut down. And boy, did I need that reset. And I think that's kind of where these guys are right now. They have been going balls to the wall for 8 years. And in those 8 years, they played 9 years of football, won 3 championships, went to 5 Super Bowls, became the world's team. Yeah, they're tired. I just need a nap. It's like, it reminds me of Forrest Gump. I think I'll go home now. What do you mean you're going to go home now? I'm tired.
I'm pretty tired.
Yeah. And that's it. He just walked home and everyone's like, what? And the Chiefs this year, they're Forrest Gump. And they'll rebound and, you know, have the offseason to think about what they didn't do this year. And then that fuels the fire, get some new bodies in here, and let's go.
Something else that leads to January that doesn't really mean the Chiefs, but it does mean the Chiefs. I'll tell you what, guys. Biggest Josh Allen supporter here in the world in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses this year.
None. Damn right.
Because
he gets it.
What was the one thing we said about the Chiefs? If they get in, not a team in there that I don't think that they could go on the road and beat, right? Mm-hmm. This is it. Yep. Well, guess what? The Chiefs aren't going to make the playoffs. The Ravens aren't going to make the playoffs.
Bengals.
And the Bengals aren't going to make the playoffs. Josh Allen is the old man. I'm not believing in Rodgers. He's obviously, we know that. But it's Drake May, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert.
Stroud.
All these guys are the wave behind Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. Allen, there's no boogeyman this year in the playoffs. There's nobody with more experience in the playoffs than you and the Bills. This is your chance. This is your year. And if you're going to do it without Kansas City trying to interrupt that process, by God, it's on a silver platter right now. We talk about you don't get the 6th-round pick off very often. You know, the planets don't align. Well, if Buffalo fans, I can hear you because I know what you're saying. God, if there's just a year where Mahomes didn't make the playoffs, I'd love to see that happen. Here you go.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
You know
what? Yeah, the holiday Hallmark movie. Josh Allen's your reigning MVP. Can he do it in the playoffs? Mahomes isn't here. To me, no excuses. Josh Allen's got to go get it done this year.
He does have to get it done this year. There is absolutely no more excuse for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills if they don't make it to the Super Bowl this year. Because, as you said, the big bad man is gone, and that is – Patrick Mahomes. And I think when you look at Buffalo right now, the pressure that's going to be on them in the postseason is probably going to be the most pressure we've seen on anybody in the Super Bowl era that had to get that win. How many quarterbacks have gone?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Into a season, or not into a season, but into the postseason, knowing that they have to get this win, right? Mm-hmm. There hasn't been many of those before. There hasn't been a must-win Super Bowl for somebody's legacy, maybe since Elway in the late 90s. That's really the last time we had a quarterback have their legacy determined by the Super Bowl. It's going to happen with Josh Allen. If he doesn't get it done this year, then maybe he's just a guy that just can't win the big one, you know?
You like that.
I love it. Yeah. I'm in. I love Josh Allen. The NFL fan in me is rooting for him. The Chiefs fan in me is rooting against the Bills.
I'm with you. I've got the same feeling. Like, the NFL fan, like, it'd be cool to see Buffalo do something. The Chiefs fan, I'm like, nah, keep them down.
Well, because if you're a Chiefs fan and the Bills win, get ready for 3 months of hardcore narratives that Mahomes is not the best and maybe not even a top two guy.
Fine.
They're going to go hardcore on that.
That's fine. Let them go hard. Let them say whatever they want this offseason. I'm not going to go out there and refute anything that's being said this offseason because I think sometimes they need to hear some things that are hard to hear, too.
This will be hard to hear for the kids and the youth out there. This comes from ABC News. Fast food chain In-N-Out is retiring the number 6 and 7 from its ticket system following disruptions from teens and children swarming the restaurant to film employees announcing the order number.
It's been insane. Have you seen these videos?
Oh, yeah. I need to see these.
Oh, they're outstanding. Just get to ABC 6, News. Yeah, yeah, it's so good. Everybody erupts.
Oh, I'm order number 5. I wonder what's next. Order number 8.
Aw, dang it.
Suck it. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Miss Jane Levy here on 96.5 The Fan, best-selling author and biographer for the New York Times, joins to talk all things baseball during the winter meetings. Miss Jane joins us next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. You look at penalties, right?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.